What do Liz and Spike have in common? Stay tuned and you'll find out it's not good. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's that time of the year again. Time for the Terrarium Elementary School Talent Show. And this year, there's a new stage manager to coordinate everything.
Yeah, me!
Let's sneak in and see how things are going at the rehearsal.
Okay, let's get everybody in order, please. Tap dancers, come and wait over here. Jugglers, over on this side. Don't worry, we'll fix that later. Norbert, you can work on your sword swallowing in that corner, okay? Oh, man. Would somebody call the nurse? Oh, boy. Good. Look, would you please pay attention? Okay, Becky, take your accordion over to that side. Spike, could you move your table and glasses downstage?
Come on, Liz. This stuff is heavy. Why should I have to move?
Because you're right in the middle of the stage?
Yeah.
The jugglers are going to be throwing bowling pins right into the back of your head.
So? I don't want to move.
Well, come on, Spike. We don't have time for this. The show's in 4 days. We got to get everything moving smoothly.
Well, that's your problem. All I need to do is make music with these glasses.
Oh, not now, Spike. There's just too much that needs to get done. Come on, just move your table downstage.
I don't believe this. You see, if you would have just let me keep it where it was.
Would somebody call the janitor?
Liz, when do I get to sing? Listen to this. My mother.
Oh, now, Maddie, not right now, okay?
I have to sing. It's in nature.
Yeah, well, so is shedding your skin, but I really don't want you to do it right now.
Liz, like, when do I get to play my drum?
Not now, Rowan, please. Jumbo! Would you be quiet? Spike! Rowan, could you hold it down? Becky, not the accordion. Can't you just... cut it out!
All you had to do was ask.
Discouraged because of Liz's blow-up, everyone left the rehearsal and headed home. That night, Spike was working on playing the glasses, with mixed results.
What are you doing in there?
Nothing, Dad. Just a little accident.
Well, get it cleaned up.
Even after a night's sleep, Liz was still worried about the talent show. Lucille caught up with him on the way to school.
Liz! Liz, wait for me! Liz!
Huh? Hi, Lucille.
Oh, wait for me. I wanted to walk to school with you.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You didn't even hear me calling you. What were you thinking about?
I'm thinking about the talent show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're the stage manager.
Yeah, so I'm in charge of just about everything. If I goof up, the whole program will go down the tubes.
Well, what could go wrong?
Everything. Everyone thinks they're the most talented person in the school. They think the world revolves around them.
And what? The world revolves around you?
I'm not saying that.
Then what?
Well, everyone else acts like they're the star, and they don't have to listen to me.
Oh, I know. I did your job last year. It was pretty tough.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You just have to keep your head on straight. Do your job, and everything will work out okay.
Yeah.
Remember, if the performers weren't there, you wouldn't have a show.
I guess so. There sure are a lot of headaches, though.
And just let others know you're serious about your job. Then they'll do their job, and then everyone will be happy.
Liz wasn't the only one distracted by the talent show, as Miss Waddle found out during science class.
And the cells divide. And that is how mitosis takes place. Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, is this going to be on the test, Miss Waddle?
Of course it is.
Ow.
Spike, do you have any questions about mitosis?
Huh?
Wake up, man.
I said, do you have any questions about mitosis?
What do I care about mitosis?
Spike.
Excuse me?
I don't care about mitosis or anything else in this science book.
Spike, what are you doing?
Well, Mr. Race Runner, I'm very disappointed in your behavior. I'm afraid I'm going to have to report this to your mother.
My mother doesn't care.
Spike!
What are you
doing? Then perhaps I should talk to your father about it. I'm sure he would be very sorry to hear how disrespectfully you treat your teacher.
No, that's okay. I'll be quiet.
Yes, I think that would be best.
Sure. Whatever.
Spike!
Liz went back to the theater, where the other lizards were waiting to show off their talents.
Okay, everybody, hold it down. We're gonna get started now. Quiet down! All right, now this is the way it's gonna be. Maddie is up first, singing her...
What? No! I am too much of an artist to open up this show.
Maddie.
Listen to this.
No, please.
My body!
No, Maddie. Look, you seem to be under the impression that there will be some sort of discussion here. There will not be. You will be first, or you will not be in the talent show at all. Good. Maddie will be first.
When do I get to play my drum?
Just wait, Rowan. I'll get to you later. Now, after Maddie, Jumbo will be playing the tuba.
Great! I get to open for Jumbo in his selection of fine tuba music.
If I hear one more word, Jumbo! Thank you. Now, after Jumbo comes the dancers. Right, good. Could you please... Would you... Thank you.
And then me, Liz?
No, Rowan. Just settle down. I will get to you when I get to you. Now, next is the jugglers.
Hey, that was my glass. I needed that for my act. Come back here, you little creeper.
Spike, take it easy. We'll get you a new glass.
That was a specially tuned glass of water. I can't just add any glass. The music won't be right.
Would everyone please just listen to me?
I just want to know when I'm supposed to go.
I'd be happy to switch places with you. You could open the show.
Quiet! Would you all be quiet and listen to what I have to tell you?
There's no need to get so snippy.
Yeah, Liz. Just tell us what you want.
I've been trying to do that.
All you do is yell at us. I mean, how are we supposed to get anything done with you yelling all the time?
I wouldn't need to yell if you would all be quiet and listen to me.
All I want is to play my drums.
Now, guys, would you... Can you please? Look, I really don't want to... Cut it out!
There he goes, shouting again.
Why can't you all just be quiet and listen? It's not so much to ask. Anybody can do it. All you have to do is nothing. Don't say anything and keep your lizard lips shut. Zip it!
Well, I see how it's going to be. Goodbye.
Wait, what?
I'm with you, Maddie. Let's get out of here.
Wait, where's everybody going?
Someplace where we will be appreciated.
Now Liz had real problems. With all the acts leaving, there wouldn't be a talent show. But Spike was in even bigger trouble.
Is that you, Spike?
Yeah?
Come here. I want to talk to you.
Yeah?
I got a call from your school a few minutes ago.
I can explain.
I don't like getting calls from your school, telling me you've been misbehaving in class, or being rude to your teacher, or fighting.
I'm sorry, I just...
I don't work 20 hours a day so you can have temper tantrums.
I know, Dad. I just try my best and just trying to have fun.
Then make sure it doesn't happen again. I want you to apologize to your teacher. I don't want people talking about the way I'm raising you.
What's with the cologne? Are we going out tonight?
I am. You're gonna sit here and think about what you did. Try not to get in any more trouble. Goodbye, son.
Goodbye, Dad. Well, I'm not just gonna sit around here. If he's going out, so am I.
In a huff, Spike left the house and walked all over town. Finally, he ended up in front of Grandpa Anoli's house.
Well, if it isn't Spike Race Runner, what brings you to my neck of the woods, son?
I'm just walking around. Is there some law against that?
Whoa. Hold on there, Spike.
What?
I think you better take her down a notch. You and me are friends, right?
Yeah. Everybody's my friend. Until they start yelling at me.
Well, act like this and I can understand why people holler at you.
Nah, you're just like the rest of them.
Listen, if I promise not to go hollering, would you tell me what's going on?
Maybe I don't feel like telling you.
Fair enough. Well, why don't you let me tell you?
How would you know what's wrong with me?
I recognize the symptoms. I've seen it all before.
Uh-huh.
Now come here, sit down. I want to tell you a story.
Well, all right.
All right. Now, I knew a young lizard who had a problem with his temper, too.
What makes you think I got a problem with my temper?
Just listen to my story. It's pretty good.
Fine.
Yeah. Now, like I was saying, there was this young lizard who had a problem with his temper, and the slightest thing would set him off. Especially with his family.
You looking for me, Mom?
Yeah, could you run to the Jubal's house and get some sugar for me?
Why should I have to go?
Because I'm your mother and I asked you to.
Don't see why I gotta go do everything around here.
And he wasn't much better at school.
You think you're tough? Come on!
I didn't even do anything!
Are you fighting again? This is the third time this week. Maybe it's time I had a little talk with your father.
Oh, go ahead. Maybe he'll take me out of this silly little school of yours.
What?
Because I don't need to know anything about two trains speeding from one town to another with however many people at whatever speeds and who's going to get there first. I already know all I need to know.
I think you're going to find that you don't know as much as you think you do. And that life's problems aren't going to be solved with your fists.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm...
See you.
Where do you think you're going?
I've got some serious fishing to do.
So he went off to his favorite fishing hole, thinking he was going to have a good time catching fish. Unfortunately for him, fish weren't on the menu that day.
Can't believe they make me sit through that dumb school. With all those other creepy lizards calling me names all the time. Teachers telling me what to do. I wish they'd just leave me alone.
Son?
Dad! What are you doing here?
I wanted to ask you that very question. Let's go home, son. You and I need to have a little talk.
Hey! Everything's here at kidscorner.net.
Hi, I'm Ari. Welcome to Kids in Action, where we meet Christian kids doing God's work now.
Check out Kids in Action, live-action YouTube stories of amazing kids who are doing God's work right now. Our Kids Corner hosts share faith-filled and fun stories that will challenge you to serve God in all that you do.
Do you have any old Legos lying around? Have you ever thought about donating those Legos?
Explore how these great Christian kids, just like you, are serving God in their communities.
So I could just share God's creation with everyone.
Check out the Kids in Action YouTube series right here at kidscorner.net. What's God calling you to do? Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
As Grandpa Anoli shared the story with Spike, Spike forgot all the things that had made him angry and just listened.
I suppose that lizard got a whipping when his dad got home.
Not exactly. When he got back to the house, his dad grabbed a bag of nails and a hammer.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Walked him over to a wooden fence on their property.
Oh, man, this cannot be good.
What are we doing out here, Pop?
I heard what happened at your school today.
That wasn't my fault. He said that I looked like a salamander.
Mm-hmm. So you hit him?
Yeah.
A bunch of times.
Yeah.
Son, you have to learn that it's not right to hit someone just because they say something you don't like.
No, but he made me mad.
That's no reason. You can be mad and not react that way. You lost your cool.
I suppose I did.
Well, you did. And you know what? You lose your cool a lot. Yeah. Now, the way you talk to your mother, that isn't right. The way you talk to me, that isn't right either.
Well, are you going to nail me to the fence?
Much as I like to sometimes, that wouldn't be right either. But I do want you to do something for me. Here, take this hammer. What?
I don't understand. This fence don't need fixing. It's almost brand new.
I know. Just take it. Now, take a nail.
Okay.
Now, every time you lose your cool, yeah. I want you to pound one of these nails into this fence.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
All right, I'll do it.
Now, I want you to promise me every time you lose your cool, you'll put a nail in that fence.
Okay. I promise.
And you can start right now. I'm going to go talk to your mother about dinner. You stay out here and think about this.
I heard what you told him. Do you really think this is going to work?
We'll find out together.
I must say, I've got my doubts.
Well, you know what, Spike? Everybody had their doubts. The lizard's mom, dad, and, well, even the young fellow himself.
Yeah.
Later, his mother went outside to look at his progress. She saw 9 nails in the fence.
9 nails? Man, he lost his cool that much.
Yeah, he sure did. But the good thing was he was doing what his father asked him to do. And he was realizing how often he was blowing it. Every day for a week, his mother went out to have a look at that fence. Every day there were fewer and fewer new nails in the fence. And even more important, the young lizard's attitude was improving. Finally, the day arrived.
I just went out to look at the fence. There are no new nails.
Oh, that's so. The next day, his father brought him out to look at the fence. I don't see any new nails in the fence, son.
Nope. None yesterday either.
That's good. Now, we're going to do something a little different.
What are we going to do?
Well, you see, there's a mess of nails in that fence.
Yeah.
Now, for every day that you can control your temper, you can pull one nail out.
That could take a while.
Son, it's all about setting goals. Yeah, I'm sure you don't want to look at a fence all filled with nails, right?
Nope.
Well, then you better control that temper of yours. It won't take you too long. And in the end, it didn't take too long. Every night, his mom would go out and look at the fence. Sometimes there were more nails, sometimes there were less. But after a month, they were all gone.
Look, Mom, look, Dad.
Yeah.
There are no new nails in the fence. I took them all out.
Yeah, I see that. That's great.
Yeah.
But just look at that fence. What? It's all full of holes.
Oh, I don't
Well, that fence is never going to be the same, and neither are you.
But, Dad.
No, but, son. Those holes in the fence teach us an important lesson. When you lose your cool, people might be willing to forgive. But those angry outbursts leave scars, just like the scars in that fence.
Well, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. It would...
Come on, honey. Let's go inside.
So did pounding nails into his fence get him to control his temper?
Well, it was a good start. Once he realized how much damage he was doing, he saw what a serious problem he had.
So have you seen that lizard lately?
I haven't seen him in a long, long time.
Oh, man. I mean, how do you know if everything worked out? He could have turned into an angry old lizard who gets mad at everybody now.
He's not. Oh, sure, he sometimes gets angrier than he likes to, but he knows how to control it.
Well, how do you know if you haven't seen him lately?
Come here. I want to show you something.
Sure, what?
See this fence?
Yeah.
Now, take a good look at this board.
It's got nail holes all over it.
Yep.
That young lizard... was you!
Yep.
Oh, wait a second. You said you haven't seen that young lizard in a long time.
Well, Spike, that young lizard is pretty old now.
Oh, I get it. But are you saying that you've never lost your cool since then?
Oh, I wish I could say that, Spike. I have lost my cool too many times since then. I'm still a sinful creature, but because I'm a Christian, I have God's help to control my temper, and I can ask His forgiveness when I do blow it.
Well, that's good for you, but I don't think you understand my situation.
You may be right. I know that you and your dad don't always get along.
Yeah.
And I know that's got to be pretty tough. Sometimes it makes you pretty mad, right?
Oh, I get so mad sometimes, I just want to...
I know. I know. And I tell you, your whole life there's going to be things that upset you. Your family and friends will disappoint you often. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says, when you're angry, do not sin.
I guess I can try that.
Yeah, set yourself a goal, Spike. Tell yourself that nothing's going to make you lose your cool today. If you really want it and stick to it, you can do it.
Even when I get mad at my dad?
Especially then. Okay?
Yeah.
All right then.
Grandpa Anoli's story really had an effect on Spike. In fact, the next morning, he caught up with Liz as they walked to school.
Liz! Hey, Liz! Hang on a second.
Oh, hi, Spike.
Hey, listen. I just want to, apologize for getting so mad at the rehearsal yesterday.
What?
Well, I didn't handle the situation very well.
Well, you and me both, Spike.
I just wanted to say sorry.
Wow. Well, yeah, okay, no problem.
Still friends?
Are you kidding? I think you may be the only friend I still have.
What do you mean?
Oh, after you left yesterday, I got mad and hollered at everybody. They all walked out.
So there's not going to be a talent show?
Looks that way.
Oh, man.
You know, maybe I should do what you just did.
What?
Apologize to everybody.
Well, if I get everyone together, would you do it?
Would I? You bet I would.
All right. Come to the rehearsal today and I'll have everyone there.
Oh, thanks, Spike. Say, why the big change since yesterday?
Yeah, I heard a story that really got me thinking.
Well, whatever it is you're doing, keep it up.
Spike's attitude sure did change. All day he talked to the other lizards from the talent show, telling them they needed to come back to rehearsal. But at the end of the day, there was still one more person he needed to talk to.
Miss Waddle?
Yes?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Of course you may, Spike.
Good. Because I,
Yes?
You know, I just wanted to say sorry for being so rude before.
I accept your apology, and I forgive you, Spike.
Oh, good.
And while I understand that you may have problems, I hope you understand that kind of behavior is unacceptable.
Yeah, I understand. Now.
And if you ever need to talk to someone, I hope you know you can talk to me.
We'll see. Maybe.
Aren't you going to be late for rehearsal?
Oh, yeah. I gotta go.
I've got to go.
Oh, me too. Bye, Miss Waddle.
Goodbye, Spike. We'll work on that grammar later.
Spike hurried to the theater, and when he got there, everybody was assembled.
Okay, everybody, would you quiet down, please? Thanks. Well, first of all, I wanted to say I'm sorry for hollering at all of you yesterday. I guess I didn't handle myself so well. Now, I would love to put on the best talent show we can. And if everybody pitches in, we can do that. Who's with me?
Yay!
And it was a great talent show. Maybe the best ever. The lesson Spike learned at Grandpa Anoli's house that night helped him see the importance of controlling his anger. Sure, he's going to have hard days. We all are. But the Bible says in Ephesians 4, verse 26, "When you are angry, do not sin." And in Proverbs 29, verse 11, we read, "A foolish person lets his anger run wild, but a wise person keeps his anger under control." Remember that when you feel like you're going to blow up. I'm sure Spike will, along with that fence filled with holes.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That feels good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.